And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain.
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
1968 in Kalifornien. Das legendäre Fillmore West wird eröffnet. In Mexico City zeigen die aus der San Francisco Bay Area stammenden afroamerikanischen US-Sprinter nach ihrem Sieg den Black Power Gruß. In Oakland findet ein vielbeachteter Prozess gegen die Black Panthers statt und gleich gegenüber vom Gerichtssaal wird das Oakland Museum of California gebaut. Jetzt zeigt das Museum eine Ausstellung über das Jahr 1968. Ein Teil davon ist All of Us or None, eine Sammlung von Postern und Plakaten aus der Bay Area. Der Titel erinnert an das Bertolt Brecht-Lied Keiner oder Alle. Kurator ist Lincoln Cushing.
What we have here is a tiny selection of a very large archive of political and social justice posters that recently came to the Oakland Museum. And the selection that was made to describe a particular way of looking at these posters, which is focusing on the unique role of the San Francisco Bay Area in the political and social justice poster movement that started in the mid-1960s and has continued to this day.
Die Sammlung stammt von Michael Rossman. Er hatte rund 25.000 Plakate und Poster, zumeist aus der San Francisco Bay Area, zusammengetragen. Das Museum erhielt das Archiv nach Rossmans Tod.
And he was a very strong-minded individual. He was one of the leaders of the free speech movement in Berkeley in 1964. He was a scientist and therefore he had a strong appreciation for taxonomy and organization. And so he started to gather these posters because he realized that they were a wonderful way to teach about history. But as he gathered them, he organized them, he put them into clusters based on subject area. And so he had this giant collection that wasn't cataloged, but it was organized. And so he could put his hands on posters about the women's movement or about Cuba or about gay and lesbian issues very quickly. He had a whole system and he continued building this from 1977 until he died in 2008. And it was a wonderful example of the role of an individual without a lot of money building a very significant cultural and historical collection.
In dieser Ausstellung wird deutlich, welche Rolle politisch und auch künstlerisch die San Francisco Bay Area seit Mitte der 60er Jahre spielt.
Part of it is that it has a long history of being alternative and supportive of social justice issues. It's got a strong labor history, it's got a strong history of bohemianism and the beat poets. It's always been a little bit different in California and especially in Berkeley and the Bay Area. So that set the ground. And then the thing that really kicked things off in the mid-60s was the explosion of the counterculture, the rock music scene, a lot of the early political scene. So all of those movements fused together.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Yeah, he's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam.
Cushing hofft, dass mit dieser Ausstellung auch die Bedeutung von Postern und Plakaten erkennbar wird.
There's a real void in scholarship. Very few people, especially in the United States, really pay attention to this medium. It's too political for the art people and it's too artistic for the political people.
Es gibt nur wenige Plakate aus der Zeit vor 1965. Die 20 Jahre nach dem Ende des Zweiten Weltkriegs waren in den USA von der Hetzjagd McCarthys bestimmt, der hinter allem und jedem die kommunistische Unterwanderung vermutete. Auch wenn der Einfluss McCarthys auf die amerikanische Kunst und Kultur schon Ende der 50er abnahm, dauerte es doch etliche Jahre, bis sich der künstlerische Freiraum im politischen Plakat wieder entwickeln konnte.
That chilling effect on artistic production included the civil rights movement, the free speech movement, which was at UC Berkeley about, you know, people's right to express themselves. Those movements, even though they were very powerful and had a strong artistic component, didn't have posters. And so what it took to unleash that attraction was the rock poster movement that started in the mid-1960s, that started in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, the political people realized that this was a popular thing. People wanted to have posters on their walls.
Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.